Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the third week after the Sunday of Trinity Friday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we were afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 10. There is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. When sinners come to Christ in response to the invitation of the gospel, he does not reproach them with their sins. He remains silent and covers their sins. He could put us to shame and trample us underfoot as the Pharisees do, but he does not do that. At the last judgment, he will certainly come forth, and all that has remained hidden will be revealed. We must follow the example of Christ. A maiden must place her garland of chastity upon a whore, a pious wife must give her veil to an adulteress, and we must be prepared to use any of our garments to cover sins. Every man will have his sheep and every woman her coin. All our gifts must be placed at each other's disposal. In God's judgment, there is no greater sin on this earth than that committed by pious men, women, and maidens when they despise those who are held fast in their sins. At the same time, they are under the delusion that their natural endowment can help them out. They blow themselves up with their own perfections and self-importance and despise their neighbor. Hence, the gospel provides powerful consolation to poor sinners because it is so friendly to sinners. And at the same time, it must be a source of some fear to the Pharisees. Let us pray. Have mercy on us at all times, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out all our sins in accordance with your promises, in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstedt. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.